Belinda presents this unabridged recording of First We Make the Beast Beautiful, written by Sarah Wilson and read by Sarah Wilson. The first time I met His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, I was invited to ask him one question. He tends to go on and on, his people told me, so one question only. Of course I fretted. One question? I was interviewing His Holiness for a magazine column I wrote in which I explored ways to have a better life. The column was one of my smarter orchestrations. Anxiety-related illness had planted me in a spot such that I was too sick to hold down a normal job, too broke to get the healing treatments I needed. So I confected a gig where I tested different ways to heal myself. Two birds, one stone. I deliberated for days. How would I reduce things to the question that would provide a salve to all of us Westerners seeking a more meaningful path through the fuggy, constipated, heart-sinky angst of life? The choice left my head spinning and chattering. What is it exactly that we need to know? Are we here to evolve into higher beings? Why are we so alone? Is there a grand scheme to our allotted 85 years? When we meet a few weeks later, His Holiness kisses my hand and tosses his thongs aside. We sink into adjacent hotel room lounge chairs. I still don't have my one question, so I ask the most authentically pressing thing in that exact moment. How do I get my mind to shut up? You know, to stop the fretty chatter that makes us so nervous and unsettled and unable to grasp the present moment at the end of yoga classes when the instructor talks about it as though it's something you can buy off the shelf. His Holiness giggles and blows his nose on a paper serviette, shoving it down the front of his robe like my Year 4 teacher used to. There's no use, he tells me. Silly. Impossible to achieve. If you do it, great. If not, big waste of time. But surely you can do it, I say. I mean, is the Pope a Catholic? Can the Dalai Lama steal his mind? No. If I sit in a cave for a year on a mountain, then maybe I do it. But no guarantee. He waves his hand. Anyway, I don't have time. He has better things to do, he tells me, like teaching altruism to massive crowds around the world. His Holiness then tells me about his recent trip to Japan, how he hits his running machine at 3 a.m. every day and all about his anger issues. Yes, the Dalai Lama gets cranky. But he says nothing further about the torturous human experience of having a fretful, frenzied mind that trips along ahead of us, just beyond our grip, driving us mad and leaving us thinking we've got it all so terribly wrong. It was as if the subject bored him.